You're listening to Stock Car Radio. For more of your favorite programs, visit us on the web at ernlive.com. That's ernlive.com.
This show brought to you by the Entertainment Radio Network and presented in part by Craftsman. Trust in your hands. Here's your host.
Hey, everybody. It's Alan Taylor. This is Stock Car Radio, your source for all things motorsports, presented in part by Motorsport.com. And the editor-in-chief is here joining us now, Stephen Cole Smith. Stephen, it is it's time to talk motorsports, brother. How you doing?
I'm ready, man. Let's do it.
Rock and roll. Where do we start? NASCAR.
People are still buzzing about Danica. I mean, she gets a seventh place finish last week, and you would think she had, won the Kentucky Derby without a horse. It's kind of amazing. She did drive a good race. They gave her a good car. But, it's amazing that, people forget who won and just want to talk about Danica's seventh place finish. I guess she could have conceivably won, but she didn't. And this weekend we're at Charlotte. Next weekend we're really at Charlotte with a 600. So I guess we'll see what she's really made of, or this is just one of those lucky, even a squirrel finds a nut once in a while breaks.
Ooh, well, I wonder what it would be like if she was just some ugly, homely looking gal rather than a kind of a cute little, I don't know. I would call her a Manx a little bit. Everybody, you kind of look at her and she just kind of looks like.
Oh, Manx or a Minx?
Minx? Manx.
A Manx is a cat with no tail. I've got one sitting right here and she doesn't look like Danica.
You've got one right on your desk.
It's like she just raised her eyes like, I think that's a compliment. But, you're right. We've had drivers like that. We had Sarah Fisher who's, these are not unattractive, but. We've had Jennifer Jo Cobb. We've had quite a few NASCAR drivers that are female and easy on the eyes, but not many of them pose in bikinis.
Right.
That's something Danica's done, and let's face it, it was as if it's helped her career. I don't know. Has it helped her profile and her T-shirt sales? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the best all-time Sprint Cup result for a female driver still belongs to Sarah Christian, and she finished fifth. In a 1949 race.
Yeah, Sarah's not racing anymore. In fact, Sarah's not doing anything right now.
Probably not.
I think there may have been. There were races back then. They had three or four female drivers in some of those early races. So if you talk about moving forward, I did that story when Danica came out. I was counting up the number of females they had, in the late 40s, early 50s. And, man, there were a lot of them. They didn't win any races, but they were out there. So there was a lot of people that paved the way to make Danica able to do what she's able to do now. Coming up shortly, the Sprint All-Star Race Charlotte, which is, Charlotte likes to stretch it out. It's always annoyed Bill France, the original Bill France, that the Indy 500 it always will eclipse any of his races, including Daytona. So Charlotte stretches out the their May calendar just the way Indy does. So they've got the showdown, the All-Star Race, no points but a lot of money tonight, and then next weekend they'll start kicking in with stuff for the actual Memorial Day race.
All right, I'm on the right page now. NASCAR's Camping World Truck Series race runs also tonight, doesn't it?
Does it?
Yeah, let's see here. The showdown has been moved to Friday. All-Star Sprint Showdown early entry lists for the weekends are out. The showdown has been moved to Friday this year to increase action for fans.
The showdown was the race that qualifies people for the Sprint All-Star Race that's tonight. Guys that didn't get in based on, and I always forget, a poll or a win or the fan vote, but people that didn't get in, if they do well, I think it's a top two in the race Friday night, last night, they get in the race tonight. But, if they've got to get in like that, it's pretty unlikely they're going to beat a Jimmy Johnson or a Jeff Gordon or any of the other guys that are there. Without it getting the fans to vote them in. So, it's amazing. There's been people trying to lobby on the Internet all week long for their drivers or for drivers themselves. One driver even gave away a Toyota Camry if you would vote for him to get into the Sprint All-Star race.
So, okay.
Bribery going on to actually make the race tonight, because there is a lot of money involved and a lot of TV time.
That's what it is. Okay, so far I've got a list here. Good Lord, am I off track this week. Hendrick Motorsports, number 48, Jimmy Johnson. Number 5, Casey Kane. Number 24, Jeff Gordon. Number 88, Dale Earnhardt Jr. Roush Fenway Racing, Carl Edwards, Greg Biffle, Joe Gibbs Racing, Matt Kenseth, Kyle Busch, Denny Hamlin, Stuart Haas Racing, Kevin Harvick, Tony Stewart, Kurt Busch, Penske, Brad Keselowski, Joey Logano. Front row Motorsports, listed in the back row, David Reagan.
Well, David did win a race last year.
No, I'm joking. Yeah. Furniture Row Racing, for the guys that are couch potato racing, Martin Truex Jr., Michael Waltrip Racing, Brian Vickers, Richard Childress Racing, Ryan Newman, and last is Chip Ganassi Racing, Jamie McMurray.
Yeah, guys like Ryan Newman and McMurray, if how you've done in the race or in NASCAR in past years can get you in. It's a mathematical formula I don't understand, which is why I got into journalism. But the bottom line is there's no points. There's plenty of time to fix your car before the 600. So generally the race tonight is sort of a take no prisoners. And if somebody really annoys you and you know you're not going to win, there may be a little payback here and there.
All right, hang tight. I'm going to get my notes straightened out here. What in the heck is going on? Who did these notes for me? I'm Alan Taylor with the editor-in-chief of motorsport.com. It's a good thing you're there to straighten me out, bro.
My job.
Stephen Cole Smith. We'll be right back. It is Stock Car Radio. You're listening to Stock Car Radio, presented by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand. Trust in your hands.